The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hi, I'm Ryan LaPlante, and I'm one of the crazy founders of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, the podcast production company that's making the podcast you're listening to right now. Now, we're clearly busy. We're producing 5 weekly podcasts and a 6th event podcast, but we want to take this time to invite you to become a part of our company and a part of our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. You can get access to our Discord, access to exclusive DM and character chats. You can get the chance to name characters in our shows and vote on the way their stories will progress. You can even become a recurring NPC and hear yourself interacting with our characters each week through the voice of Tom. You can become a patron for as little as $1, and there's great value for you at even that level. So please, join the Dumb Dumbs and Dice family and help us make even more content in a way that you are guaranteed to love. That's patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. D-U-M-B-D-U-M-B-D-I-C-E. So let's do something dumb together, and thanks for listening.
I am Executron, god of merchandising, and I came into existence because Dumb Dumbs and Dice has its own merchandise. That's a god pun. Get it? Dice? Merchandise? Anyways, you can get t-shirts, hoodies, spiral notebooks, clocks, wall art, throw pillows, bags, and even stickers emblazoned with your favorite Dumb Dumbs and Dice characters and their catchphrases. There are plenty of different designs available, so there is guaranteed to be something you love. To show your love of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, go to redbubble.com/people/dumbdumbdice. That's D-U-M-B. D-U-M-B. D-I-C-E. One more time for the mortals in the back. Redbubble.com/people/dumbdumbdice. Get your merchandise today. All art supplied by the brilliant Decapitated Markers.
Welcome back to Dumb Scum and Villainy, a Dumb Dumbs and Dice podcast where professional voiceover artists and improvisers explore the underworld of this Star Wars Edge of the Empire role-playing game. I'm your host, Blotto the Toydarian. This series features our Game Master Tom McGee, Ryan LaPlante as Abraxas Brash Kor, Tyler Hewitt as Vic Denbar, and Adam McNamara as the forgetful psychopath Waka Waka Fonzi. Waka decided he had a daughter and agreed with Brash to find the Black Sun hackers. Vic regained his confidence and declared himself a man of action. And Brash poldooed up, approaching a group of hostile ships, and our heroes are under attack! There. You're caught up. So get out of my shop or spend money. No credits, only money!
Brash, you kind of wrap your hands around the controls of the ship. Your mind begins racing through all the things you know about ships and space combat, which I will now relate to you out loud.
Oh, good. Let's recap my quote-unquote memory.
Yeah, this is very much a video game tutorial where it's like, hey, Ace, you remember how to fly a ship, right? Yeah, of course I do. First, I press X to bring up the accelerator. That's right. You can also use Circle to get out of that menu.
Like they're like, you remember that epic battle that you won really easily?
And you just go through it on invincible mode. But this time we're getting shot and we could die.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, space combat fundamentally works the same way as regular combat. So you'll still be doing roles, taking maneuvers the way you would in a normal combat action. However, in this case, we're using the ship as kind of essentially your weapons or your armor. There are different maneuvers for space, obviously. They consist of things like punch it, where you go full speed, stay on target, where you kind of level out to assist the people on the guns, angle deflector shields, where you can kind of move around what you can do. But basically, to keep things simple for now, I'm basically going to describe what I think your best options are, and then you can pick between them, and I'll tell you what to roll.
Great. That sounds functional.
Cool. So... Stats-wise, the way ships work in Edge of the Empire...
Bring that mic a little closer to yourself there, Adam.
The way the ships work in Edge of the Empire, they have something called silhouette, which is basically the size of the ship. So if you were a Star Destroyer trying to shoot an X-Wing, that's actually kind of hard because it's very small. But it's very easy to shoot a Star Destroyer if you're an X-Wing because it's very big. You've so got
how big are we? Are we a chunky boy?
You are silhouette 4, so smaller than about half the size of the Millennium Falcon.
Nice.
Okay. All right.
Sneaky.
Yeah. These flower delivery sort of ships are think like bigger, certainly bigger than a fighter craft. They're kind of like small frigates. So
okay.
about a little bit smaller than you. They're silhouette 3. But not enough to make a noticeable difference. Because basically 3 and 4 is roughly the same, so you don't get any huge advantage or disadvantage. Ships have speed. That is the kind of maximum speed you can go. Speed, of course, relates to range bands. Range bands in Star Wars are the sort of loose way of describing distance without having to go like, I am 10 feet from the thing. It's like, no, you're 3 range bands away, so everything's harder to hit. Or I'm 1 range band away. Oh, shit, things are very big. You've got handling. So handling is essentially how good or bad your ship handles. If the bigger it is, the harder it is to move. In your case, your ship has handling 0. So
is that the best or is that shitty?
Well, it's neither. It's 0. So,
okay, so
zero is
neutral.
If you had +3, you'd get boost dice to try and maneuver because you're really speedy and maneuverable. If you had -3, you'd get three setback dice to represent that your ship is kind of big and bulky. So basically, if it was Star Trek combat, everything has -5. But it's Star Wars, okay. So everything's like speedy. We've got defense. In your case, there's sort of the aft and the fore, so the front and the back. Both of them currently have 1. As I learned more about the rules after I wrote down your sheet, you can actually move those around. In this case, your enemies are coming at you head on, so it makes sense to keep both those there for now. You've got your hull trauma, which is basically your hit points.
Is that threshold or armor?
It's the HT threshold. Armor is similar to your soak value. It's what you will detract from any damage you take. There's also a systems threshold, which for you is 0.
Okay, systems threshold is 0.
Yeah.
We don't have a hull stat, should we?
Oh, probably. It seems like a thing worth having. Your hull stat, your hull stat is 25.
Cool.
And your system strain is 18. And your armor is 4.
Strain is 18, armor is 4. Okay, I'll track ship stats. Does that work for everybody?
Yes, yeah. Captain.
I'm in the ship. I'm like, we're fucked. Yeah. Right.
Wicked, and then you've got your lasers there, which will be operated by Adam and Tyler in this combat. You'll be using your gunnery stat, which is agility-based.
All right.
Cool. So to start with, you have 2 enemy ships coming in off the front of your ship. We begin by, since technically we were... I think it probably makes the most sense to act as a ship rather than on individual initiatives. So,
I think that makes the most sense, yeah.
Yeah. So let's start off with figuring out what our initiative order is. So Ryan, I'm going to need you please to put together a check for me, just looking up what that is. So it's the... first time we've done space combat, so I'm not sure we can get it right. Okay, so you can take a cool or a vigilance check.
Okay.
And I will do the same for the 2 enemy ships. There's no negative to this. This is just what your stats are.
God, I love you, cool.
It's a cool check.
Because cool lets me use presence. I am very present. I got 2 success and 2 advantage.
Okay, so you guys will go first. What is the name of your ship? Did you ever determine that?
I just called it the Brash Boy.
Okay.
That's the newest one, too. Yeah. I don't think it's not registered.
I don't think we've named this one, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I'm thinking of...
the other one got blown up.
Yeah, the other one got blown up.
Okay, well, let's leave that for an actual... let's leave that for an actual conversation. We'll call it the Brash Boy. But I want to clarify that is not the final name. I want to have a conversation about naming the ship because that's the cool part of space. All right. So in terms of the flower trucks, we're going to say one is violets and one is chrysanthemums.
Ooh.
And how many more are parked around whatever the hell we're in?
There are two at distance, but they're a ways away.
Okay, so it's, we're really dealing with
You're dealing with two ships, yep.
Great.
Cool, so the crew of the Brash Boy, you're up first. The two flower delivery trucks start to speed towards you. Currently, you are floating dead. So, Vic, in terms of your actions, do you want to get moving, or do you want to start taking evasive
maneuvers? Do you mean Brash?
That's what I mean, yes.
You're still trying to sit down, right?
Yeah, tell me when those guns turn on.
They're on now. Okay. At the moment they decided they were going to fuck us up.
Oh, okay. Then my gun is just firing and spinning because I am holding on to one of the triggers.
I turn it off again.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, Tom. What are my options?
So I assume you're going to want to get moving. I've got a few options. You can take evasive maneuvers. I think you'll probably have to start actually moving before you can take those because you can't just kind of like barrel roll from dead.
it's very slow.
So given that there's only one person piloting right now, your best option probably is to fly slash drive. So that is essentially just kicking on the engines and beginning to kind of approach from zero. You won't need to roll for that because that's just pushing a button. Beep, boop.
Cool.
You're currently three range bands out. This will bring you into two range bands distance.
Great. Knowing that this is going to be like a head-on conflict, so they're definitely going to shoot us in the front, and we're definitely going to shoot them, can I crank all our shields to the front?
Yes. So you can reassign one point of defense. Now, this would be a maneuver of which you get one
per time, I imagine?
I guess actually, no, because you normally get an action and a maneuver. So I think you can, yeah, you can take two maneuvers. So, so you kick up the, kick into drive, and then you'll angle the deflector shields to front. So you can move 1 point to front.
Great. So we've got two at the front now and zero at the back.
Great. Excellent. All right. Weapons. So
turn the weapons back on once he fucking sits down.
So, Vic, you settle into your seat and to your surprise and delight, this actually feels like some of the casino games you've played.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like a slot machine-ish.
Mm.
Waka Waka Fonzie, I mean, this thing's like, it's like stepping into an old baseball club.
Plugged
that you
into
step
my
into.
Helmet, yeah.
I'm stepping all into a boot full of butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, butter boot. It's where I keep my lobsters.
Like it's a Mando tradition.
wicked. So, Fonzie, I'm going to give you the first shot. So, you've got the two ships coming in. Violet is slightly closer than Chrysanthemum. So if you'd like to, open up with the lasers, Ryan, you've got the stats there for what the laser does. So I'll need you to roll me a gunnery check. So check your gunnery skill there. It's going to be agility.
One.
And then what's your agility?
And my agility is two.
Two. All right. So that's, one yellow and one green.
Okay.
You are at,
can I brace? I was like, I'm ready to fire.
Sure. Yes. You can 100%
yeah,
brace. I believe in you.
Fully braced.
At three purple, please. Because you're, still at far range.
All right.
Yeah, I think, and I'll give you one boost for your targeting helmet.
Oh yeah. Cause I'm full on Iron Man right now.
Yeah. So yeah.
Like, yeah.
Fully understand.
Yeah. All right. Okay, I'll let that one get that one slip. But it rolled. Okay, fine.
It's Jumanji rules. It's fine.
Jumanji. All right. Let me also do math. So I have four advantage, and so that's canceled out by that. So I have one advantage and one advantage. That's it. One advantage.
So just one advantage. All right, so you start sort of just like spraying fire across Violet. Unfortunately, for a flower delivery truck, it is very maneuverable. That said, in the resulting chaos, even though you aren't able to hit it, you are able to kind of force it into a line, which if another skilled gunner was above you, would totally be able to take out. So what do you say to your top gun?
Fonzie... Oh, sorry.
That's you?
That's me. Fonzie, you can do this. Kano, please tell me you're in that cockpit.
Kano buzzes in and is like, no, I'm taking care of someone. Vic's up there.
Vic.
okay, I did some spray fire and brought him right to you. So you just got to take him out.
Who is this?
It's Fonzie.
Oh, okay. I power up the gun and I just paint a target with the computer on the thing Fonzie's talking about.
Okay, wicked. So, Vic, you've got, take your agility and your gunnery, please.
I have no gunnery, so it's just two green dice for agility.
Jesus Christ. Keep in mind, you do have destiny points if you want them. We're going to say that's still three because we're at distance.
And I'm bad at this.
Yeah, luckily the ship, I mean, it's the nice thing about living in a society with guns. The guns kind of remove the skill from most things. So I'll give you one boost die from Fonzie's kind of like essentially corralling it in. I'm going to give you one setback die from being unfamiliar with the gear.
Great. I'd like to spend destiny because Vic is always terrible at things, but he fucking gets them and it pisses us off. He's like destined to only be good when it's infuriating.
Yeah, all right. I like that. So upgrade one to a yellow.
Thank you.
It's frustratingly lucky.
Wow, that's a lot of blank dice.
Wow.
That is one threat. That's insane. Oh, sorry. Nope, that's three threat.
So you
three total. Threat, but no success or failure.
Yeah. Oh, no.
All right, so...
Every good die is blank.
Vic, you somehow have tracer rounds on, and you just are, like, blasting...
Yeah, I'm just looking at the lasers.
Yeah, you're, like, firing your lasers, and unfortunately, you kind of, like... In doing so, just guide a pathway directly to critical systems. Like, I think maybe your heads-up display is telling you, like, here are the critical things of the ship. And you're like, I should look at these. Mm-hmm. And as you do, it's like you're just kind of clearly identifying where these ships should shoot. So we go over to them. So Violet's is up first, having had the helpful guiding hand of Vic Dunbar. They open fire, kind of yelling through their comm link, like, stay out of Black Sun business. So you had three threats, so I'm going to give them three boost. I need to borrow a boost. Thank you, sir. So they have three of these because they're at distance. I'm going to spend a point of destiny to upgrade to two good dice because I can... these guys are experts. They know their business, and their business is making sure people like you don't succeed. So, okay, open fire, spraying blaster fire across the ship. However, you are in luck. So I got two success, but also two failure. However, I got a fuck ton of advantage. So that is 4 points of advantage for me. I'm going to say... even though he misses, he flashes the sort of Top Gun cockpit. Yeah, because you're the flashy one. Mm-hmm. So he manages to sort of flash across that, and the bolt comes close enough that you duck. And it means you kind of lose sight of your targeting for a second, so you'll have disadvantage on the next.
Okay. And I'll say to the comms, they're shooting us. very bad at combat.
That brings us to the other fighter.
Something tells me they don't got flowers.
He doesn't have any advantage from all the things that are going on. I will spend point of destiny because they are scared of their boss. All right. And Jumanji. Guys, I never get to roll dice in this
and
game.
And Jumanji.
All right. So that is two success and one threat. So Chrysanthemum manages to, sort of land a shot squarely on you. That said, your deflector shields will eat that two damage. So you're fine. I need to look up how deflector shields work. In doing so, I think Fonzie, as you're observing these, now that you've had a bit more time, you can sort of spot where some critical systems are, so you'll have advantage on your next.
That's great.
So Vic's going to get disadvantage. You'll get advantage. Top of the round, Brash Boy.
Great. While we're having this insane combat go on, I just flick over the comms. I'm like, these are the Black Sun. I thought these were bounty hunters. What do you say we park and try to talk things out?
Yeah. let's try. You try and sweet talk them, and I'll try to disable them.
You as you say that, you start to get sort of like a, there's a hissing communication kind of cross-cutting that just comes in and says, if you can help us, we'll help you.
Okay, well, somebody wants to help us if we help them. Do you think that means we have to kill these people?
Yes, that's what I meant. And suddenly, Waka, your heads-up display just starts flashing, kill, 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 and then arrows just start pointing.
Whoa. Hey, I think I just got hacked.
Well, they're better than the hackers these people have. What do you say we just fucking kill everybody?
Sounds good to me.
I wish I was a better pilot.
How are my shields looking, Tom?
I am still looking. Give me one second. Talk amongst yourselves.
These guys are pretty skilled. Even I couldn't hit them. We're all doing a slow loop. Yeah.
Back to combat.
Yeah. We're all terrible at turning.
Okay, you try and sweet talk them. Maybe get them to lower their defenses, and then I'll blast the hell out of them.
I don't think that's going to work if we're coming at them full speed.
Oh.
Instead, what if I do evasive maneuvers so they don't shoot us so good, and then you shoot them?
Do a barrel roll.
These guns are weird. I mean, normally I could hit, you know, these guys no problem, but I think this ship is kind
of
busted.
Here's the question. Do you think you'd be of more use in the cockpit? Because we could send Kano up there.
Yeah, I think you're really good at cockpits.
I mean, maybe Kano's, you know, how bad he is compared to me at shooting will somehow counterbalance how bad these guns are. Like, you know, two shitty things were made for each other.
The guns are really good.
I completely agree.
And I just, like, radio Kano, and I'm like,
I need you to get up to the gun now.
Is this a trick to see if I'm not taking good care of Mr. Nix? Because I'm really doing my best.
No, you're doing great, but you could take even better care of him by shooting assholes.
Yeah, that tracks. All right, hang on.
Great.
Let me get my killing plate on.
Yeah, wonderful. Leave sweep sweep with him. Tell Dibs to stay the fuck behind the bar.
shake, shake, shake. Yes, thank you. all right, I can't fucking find this. So we're just going to say that eats your damage. That said, I think the way we'll play it is it absorbs that hit, but now your shields are down.
Great.
So now we're on armor. Yeah?
That makes sense to me.
Cool. All right. We'll look it up later. All right. So, Brash, your options. You can basically try and hold the ship steady, stay on target to help them shoot better. You can throw, as Waka Waka Fonzie suggested, yourself into a barrel roll like my boy Slippy. Up to you.
They both use the same skill, right? There's not one of these I'll be better at?
They do. There's also stay on target. These are literally, like, you don't have to roll for these, I don't think.
Oh, they're just choices.
Yeah. So, for example, stay on target reflects your concentration ability to shut out combat-related stress to make sure a target is hit. So until the end of your next turn, all combat checks from the vehicle upgrade ability dice by one pool.
But then we get shot.
Unfortunately, yes. Well, you're concentrating so hard, you block out all threats, so you're easier to hit. So basically, it's like the barbarian thing in Warhammer. Jesus Christ. Dungeons and Dragons, where you're like, oh man, I love killing, but I'm easier to kill.
So I know we're trading Kano into the guns, and we're trading Brash up to the cockpit. So he probably can't shoot this round,
you
right?
Vic?
Vic, fuck me. they're all me.
Yes,
this is identity. The Royal Brash.
yes, so that gun will be out for this round.
Then evasive maneuvers it is, and I crank the ship into a barrel roll, kind of hoping that, like, Vic falls down a little bit on his way. Not so much that he's, like, taken out, but I would like him to be clumsy on his journey to get to me.
So that increases the difficulty dice for all attacks made against the ship until the end of your next turn. While you're making it harder to hit, it also makes the ship harder to execute. Oh, it makes it harder for them to shoot. So it will upgrade the difficulty dice by the ship as well.
Yeah, that's fine. I want everyone to be worth it hitting us.
Great.
So for this round where I only have one
barrel
gun.
Roll, like, yeah. John Williams, like, asteroid.
Yeah,
music
a barrel
is playing
between them.
Full blast. Okay, Wicked.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Night has fallen. The moon is full. And we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris, Can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America. Listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than a 500,000 times. Canada by Night, its interview with the vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.
Hey, friends, it's Ryan, but like regular Ryan, as himself, talking about Dum Dums and Dice. Yes, I'm one of the people behind this show. Obviously, you're listening to the show. You're loving this show. Somebody's doing great. Probably not me, but like Tom, he does really good work. Tyler does really good work. Third person also does really good work. I don't know what show this is on. But the important thing is that you can support the show and join the show at
patreon.com/dumdumdice.
That's right, that address that I totally just said. Go there, join Dum Dums and Dice, support the show. It's going to be great.
So we close distance to one band, so everyone gets a little bit easier to hit, and you begin barrel rolling as Waka Waka Fonzie lays on the guns. So who do you want to aim at, violets or chrysanthemums?
What are the distance? The chrysanthemums still far away?
A little bit further away, yep.
Oh, I got a violet.
All right, light that motherfucker up.
All right.
Okay, so agility and gunnery. However, because you're in invasive maneuvers, you will take your two purple now because you're closer, but both of those will be upgraded to red.
Okay. Can I use a destiny point because these
sure
hackers
can, buddy.
They've hacked my helmet.
Yeah.
And so maybe that has increased my accuracy, you know what? Somehow.
Yeah, I'll give you a boost dice for that as well. That's a very good point. And take one more boost dice for just using your helmet in general, because that's what we did last time.
Yeah, I use my Stark technology.
Stark, of course, being the famous
Trandoshan warlord who created the helmet.
Yeah.
It's Star,
Arno,
but then like
Stark.
K. Yeah.
There's S-T-A-R-R apostrophe.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Stark. Yeah. All right.
Winter is coming, and so is my gear.
Okay. So I got. I didn't even look at this thing here. I got 2 successes.
You're left with 1 success.
1 success. Yeah. And then I have.
Total.
Oh, just 1 success. Yeah. These hackers need to do a better job. You hack me better.
All right. 1 success, unfortunately, is not enough to do it. It blasts off the armor of Violet. That said, you do notice that the blast hits armor, not shielding. So these guys are clearly equipped for kind of light, quick flight, not engaged, long engagements. So that's good to know.
All right.
All right, Wicked. And then you hear Kano just screaming, "Why is the ship spinning?" And then he just kind of falls into what was Top Gun, is now Lower Gun, is now Top Gun again.
Centrifugal force is just forcing him out towards where the gun is.
Ow, my good faceplate! But he manages to get settled.
Nyx is strapped down.
Yes, like sweep's fucking on it. He's just like hard brooming him to the ground, and it just goes sweep, and Dibs is like, he's right, we will get through this together. back up in the cockpit, Vic, you come stumbling in, because I mean, not only do these guns not work, but man, who built these wacky hallways?
Yeah. Can you fly a little better, please? I'm working on it. If you can get the shields up, then I can fly a little more levelly.
No problem. Watch this.
And I do. I point to the shield thing, knowing he doesn't know, but he'll do it if I point.
Yeah, can you roll, I guess, a mechanics or a piloting?
I have a feeling it's the same. Intelligence versus piloting, which is...
Or computers. Agility. Computers would be fine, too.
Computers. I'm sure it's intelligence.
Yes, it is.
It's all
how's,
too green.
How's survival? Is that enough?
Yeah. No. Yeah, I put on a real good parka. Oh, fuck, the shields come back on. Oh, way to think ahead.
I've got my 2 dice. I'm ready to go.
All right, give her.
Oh, just straight?
Oh, shit, yeah, no, fuck, man, I'm so used to not having to make up dice.
Oh, we gotta stop asking.
No, I like fucking up.
I like failing, it's fine.
Yeah. We win a lot.
So, I'm gonna give you 1 purple... and I'll give you one blue because Brash is pointing. I am going to give you, I'm going to spend a point of destiny because you're so sure you'll press the right button that the odds of you pressing the wrong button are very high. Mm. So the difficulty is two purple. One of them is upgraded to a red.
No problem.
Oh, sorry. Take one more setback because you've been drinking heavily.
That's correct.
All right. So 1, 2, 3, 4 minus 2. So I'm left with 2 advantage and 1 success.
2 advantage, 1 success.
Sorry. 2 advantage only.
Oh, that's fine. So you don't get the shields up, but you do determine where the shield panel is.
one step closer, baby.
And I think you also figure out an off switch to one of those annoying like Millennium Falcon alarms, which will help Brash a little bit because he no longer has just a mysterious alarm. It turns out it was a seatbelt thing. Who knew? great. Okay, that brings us to Violet's. So... man, it's hard shooting at barrel rolls. You can see them kind of fire a couple blasts as they try and get their bearings, and then they bring their cannons to bear on you. So you've got 2 purple, but they're upgraded to red. They have green. Yeah, let's leave it at that. Oof. All right. So that is one failure, on, Violet. I'm going to say as they kind of try and aim carefully, they actually line themselves up for a pretty good shot from our boy Waka next round. Sweet. So you'll have some advantage there. Chrysanthemum is a little bit further away and your barrel rolling. So can you pass me one more red, please? Thank you. Oh, 3 red versus 3 green. What age to be alive?
Ooh. That looks sounds good for us.
Ooh, you'd think so, but
I gotta shut my mouth.
All right, so that
Evictus.
Is 1 success, 1 advantage.
Wow,
so roll, still not enough to pierce your armor. Another blast pings off the side. The ships realize they need to get a little bit smarter about how they're trying to take you out. So that brings us to the top of the round, Brash Boy. Things are starting to look slightly grimmer.
All right, so we're heading towards Chrysanthemum. You're working on shields, and I got 2 gunners. We're not getting better at this, but I need us to get better at this. So I'm just like, sometimes you got to roll those dice, don't you, Vic?
Absolutely. What do you?
I flick on the comm and say, nobody fuck this up. And then I want to stay on target towards Chrysanthemum.
All right. So you.
And I'm just trusting them to shoot at him to get shields back.
Great. So you drop level. Vic, because you did your roll last time, you've determined where the shields are, so you managed to pop them back up.
Oh, perfect.
Also, I apologize. I've been calculating damage incorrectly, so everything will do more damage here from here on out.
Woo! Ooh, exciting.
The force is strong with you
this
now.
This is the right turn.
Yay!
great. So that brings us to Waka Waka Fonzie. Chrysanthemum is lined up for you pretty perfectly, and... Violet is lined up for you pretty perfectly, and because of the way it was trying to maneuver last time, as Vic comes out of the barrel roll, you are in prime, like, you can see the cockpit. So go ahead and grab your dice. They will upgrade, your green will upgrade to a yellow because of stay on target.
Yeah.
You get a boost because of the fuck up from Violet. It's at close range now, so it's only 1 purple.
Oh, sweet.
Does he get a helmet boost?
Oh, yes. One helmet, one boost from the helmet and 1 from the hackers.
Oh, sweet.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Fuck that. I'm going to spend destiny because that's a lot. So upgrade one of your 1 purple to a red.
All right.
Interestingly, that's as much as I can do.
All right. Oh, no.
Red was bad.
Okay, so I got... Well, actually, okay. Well, I got 2 failures, and I have 4 advantages.
And he has 2 success. It's just 4 advantage.
Yeah, 4 advantage.
No, those little X's are threat. So that's
they're not. They're failure.
No, they're failure.
Are they?
Oh, yeah, the target is threat. The X's are failure.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn. I got the wrong stats on my sheet.
Yeah, so they cancel each other out.
Okay, gotcha.
So we got 4 advantage.
So 4 advantages.
4 advantages. Okay, so...
They kneel before his gargantuan ball.
The classic game continues. You line Kano up for a perfect shot, and then I think you, with your 4 advantage, hardwire... like maybe you send a quick message to the hackers being like, there's another guy with robot bits. So they proceed to hack Kano as well. I was like, oh. Yeah.
It's a little weird, but trust me. And it only shows up in his one eye.
Yeah, like, yeah. He's like, yeah. Oh, no, I forgot. My best plate is also my most hackable plate. Oh, the guy at Radio Shack was right.
Yeah, just a Sony on the forehead.
Sony. All right, so he lines up his shot, but he's going to have advantage from that. So advantage from Vic. Advantage from helmet hack.
Yeah, from Vic.
Sorry, from Brash. I don't care.
I'm laughing because this is exactly how Brash would feel. Yeah. What's going to happen? Vic got into the cockpit and it works. Vic gets credit.
Great. All right. Yeah. All right. Let's do it. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, that's what I like to see when I'm playing as an NPC. all right. So I'm sorry. Circle with tiny stabbies is... Threat?
Yeah.
Threat. Okay.
And the X is failure.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. I should mention, I think I mentioned this on air before, my DM screen has the official Star Wars dice, not the Genesis dice we're using, so sometimes things get lost in translation back here. Okay, wicked. So, oh man, that is good news. You did it, Waka Waka Fonzie and Vic, but not Brash. so that is 3 success and a triumph.
Oh, sweet.
So,
blow it up.
Yeah, I'm going to inflict a critical, I think. Jesus Christ. What's the weapon damage on?
Damage 6, crit 3.
6? All right, great. Okay, so I can't activate, because I would need 3 triumphs to activate, I think. So I can't activate the, no, that's fine. Okay, so I'm inflicting a critical. Sorry, guys. This is my first time dealing damage as a PC. This is fun.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we've rolled a triumph at all up to this point.
Not in combat, I don't think. Definitely not in space combat.
That's correct.
Okay, Jesus Christ. I need a D100 thing going on. There's a lot going on here.
Who would have thought Kano was the best of us?
That face plane. He got it. He's closing one. He's closing his human eye.
That's the trick. You don't want to use Stark tech. You want to use Sony tech.
Right.
All right. Thank you, sir. I'll just roll my crit here. Ooh.
Is it 69? You have to save it 69.
Damn, it's not. It's 97.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's good or bad. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so basically, Kano, with the addition of the hacking, the good flying, and the lineup, deals a bunch of fucking damage. So the guns do 6. He deals.
Tell me his crit damage is 97. It's just straight damage. Yeah, it's just straight damage.
So he deals 7 points of damage. However, with his crit, he also manages to damage the engine. So Violet suddenly, just kind of in classic Star Wars fashion, bursts at the seams and explodes like it was an airplane in atmosphere rather than a ship in space.
Yeah, we hear it.
And to your legitimate surprise, a couple of fucking flowers fly out. These guys are really committed to the bit.
Wow. And then I say, looks like Violet's pushing up daisies.
Oh!
Ooh.
Damn, son.
Under chrysanthemum.
It was really good until that last part. You don't want to overreach. That's the thing.
I'm really trying to have the... I want to raise my cool points. Right now they're at 0. I'm really trying to upgrade.
Okay, so I'm going to say, Brash, you realize there's an immediate problem with this. One ship down, one still to go. The other two haven't moved to engage, but if this were you, you would start signaling right around now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get you to roll me, please, a computers check.
Okay.
Tyler, you can help, so I'll add one blue.
I'm helping.
I will make your boots go faster. But basically, this is to jam their signal before they can get their buddies to come help.
Cool. What's opposing me? Is this just I crank all channels?
I think it's a crank all channel. There's nothing opposing you. It's just how...
Can I do it?
Yeah,
I think so. Should we add one for them probably...
Let's add two for them. Yeah, for them attempting to fuck with
it's
it.
It's a race to the finish.
I'll give you one boost for the hackers helping.
Okay, cool.
And you're gonna spend.
I was gonna say I'll spend a destiny because I hate it so much, but Vic hits the right button at that moment to actually help me do what I'm doing, and it's like I hate it because he is. Getting credit for things he's doing now. Like, I'm going to have to lie about this one. Like, it's a problem.
Great. Love it.
Well, that looks good.
That's all right. That takes itself out. Okay, I've got a success and two advantage.
All right. So, yes, you managed to jam the signal. The other ships, again, you're in essentially like a ring belt. So there's enough visual interference and stuff that it's not like... You know, just standing in an open field and the ship explodes and like, hey, what about that one? So
we're
yes.
around the corner.
So the jamming signal does not go through. Wicked. Top of the... yeah. No, wait. That was you
we
guys.
We jammed him. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. So that'll bring us to... Oh, Violet's is dead. Pushing up daisies. Chrysanthemum just opens fire with everything they've got. So they are also going to stay on target. Just a classic, like, two ships.
Let's dance.
You hear over the mic, I love dancing. Let's dance together, then you'll die in the dance of shit.
I am so glad I left that one channel open,
and then I jam it.
All right, so I'm going to give him one setback for fucking the big jam. All right, so he opens fire. Oh, all right, so that is... two success.
Uh-oh.
So finally, he manages to hit you with a blaster shot across the bow. They have light lasers, so that'll do 5 points of damage.
We've got one shield.
One shield is knocked. Yeah, so knock it down to four. And then your armor, I believe, is also four.
Yeah.
Yep. So no damage is sustained.
Sweet.
You can see him like speed writing on the inside of his cockpit. But the dance will continue. But he's like writing it like to face himself, and he's very frustrated. Top of the round, Brash Boy.
Great. I blow him a kiss, and then I just pull in right behind him. Like, I just want to crank around, and we're going to hold on target. I want to shoot him right in the fucking right. ass.
Wicked. So you Tokyo Drift, or Coruscant Drift around him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great.
I wish it wasn't called that, because I hate that it came from, like, people that are pressed, but it's a good move. Like, you gotta use what you can.
Carillion Drift? Maybe it's the Carillion Drift. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
It's the Coruscant Drift from where I'm from, but it's really the Carillion. It's Coruscant-y people.
Oh, I understand.
Assholes.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, no, but that's us. We made that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I looked at Vic, and I'm like, it's called the Falling Drift. And I crank it around.
All right.
Tell me more.
So, Fonzie, go ahead and roll your attack, please.
All right. So then, sorry, I gotta. Oh, okay. So, can I use a destiny to upgrade? Because I'm actually pretty surprised about the cool move that you did, and that just filled me with like. Passion, and it got my brain thinking of another cool thing to say when I blow him up.
Yeah, you need a kill so you can use your
kill
line.
This guy so yeah. I yeah, can yeah, use yeah. this yeah. line.
This isn't technically how this works, but I'll give you I'll let you spend a point and I'll let you add one additional green.
Sweet. Okay, so then hold on, help me out here. Am I doing this right? So I got so
two yellow,
yeah. green,
one green, two boosts from the hack and your helmet. And interestingly, that goes back down to a purple because he is also staying on target, which means he is also easier to hit.
Sweet.
Yay!
Yeah, hooray! All right, so then here we go. Lock and load. Oh, dear. I have three advantage, and then that spiky guy gets... So two advantage and one success.
All right, that's enough to hit. So your cannon does a big old six.
Six, yeah.
Plus one advantage. All right. And I'll say, like, kind of, you've got covering fire from Kano coming from up above, and together you manage to punch through the cockpit right as he's writing, "But the real dance!" and then the bull just comes through and blasts him. What do you say?
"Looks like the chrysanthemum is now pushing up daisies."
And then I reach over and I turn off the jamming and say, "I'm sorry, were you saying something?"
"Wait, me?"
"Yeah, yeah, I was jamming. We couldn't hear you. Did you say something?"
"Yeah, I said the chrysanthemum is now pushing up daisies."
I looked at Vic.
I give him like the wavy hand, like, it was all right.
"This also doesn't work if one of those other ships is a daisy." "But we haven't met them yet."
"Okay, so possibly. Do you know what? We're gonna call this one an even.
Okay.
And if it works out, even better, it's possible. So here's the question. The hackers need help, and there's two more ships. Do we just wait for our shields to recharge and then shoot them, or what's our plan?"
"I mean, I'm feeling pretty good about everything I've contributed to this fight so far. I think I can take them just on my own. I say let's go."
"I say we take them out."
"It's like I always say, me, Kano, my classic catchphrase, it's Kano o'clock, baby." Sorry, I haven't really known you guys that long. You probably haven't heard me say that before, but that's the thing I say.
"All right, I'm going to try to stay behind one of these asteroids as we swing past, and then we'll light them up."
And for the first time, truly working as a team, you do just that.
This episode of Dumb Scum and Villainy features the voices of Ryan LaPlante at The Ryan LaPlante on Twitter, Tyler Hewitt at Tyler_Hewitt on Twitter, Adam McNamara at AdamMcNamara13 on Twitter, and our fantastic game master, Tom McGee at McGeeTD on Twitter. This episode was edited by Ryan LaPlante, and all of Dum Dums and Dice's art is by Decapitated Markers at Decapitated Marker on Twitter. That's MRKR. Our theme song is In Orbit by Chronox, and our ad music is No Control and Chiefs by Jazzar, JAHZZAR, all available at freemusicarchive.org. When it comes to Dum Dums and Dice, you can visit our website at dumdumdice.com. Our Twitter and Instagram are at dumdumdice, and on Facebook at facebook.com/dumdumdice. But most importantly, we've got merchandise at redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. That's DUMBDUMBDICE. Now get out of my shop. I'm a Toydarian. Your Jedi mind tricks do not work on me.
Dum Dums and Dice has to give a special thank you to the supreme beings of our Patreon at this time: Christian Menicola, Long Long, Jason Denson, James Cuellar, DM Rob, Christopher Little, and Jill and Noel LaPlante. If you want your name to be added to this list, you can join our Patreon too at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks to them, and a little bit of thanks to you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.